An article in the Los Angeles Times today bolsters what U.S. intelligence agencies have long suspected, that Iran is developing the capability to produce a nuclear weapon. The report says that the Iranian government has been moving on many fronts to become the next nuclear power and provides new evidence of the scope of Iran's activity. Joining us now is L.A. Times investigative reporter Douglas France. Just how close is Iran to building a nuclear weapon?
Well, you know, it's a very opaque thing, and people I talk to, the estimates ranged anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. But, you know, the key point is that they're getting closer all the time, that they're making a concerted effort on several different fronts to develop fissile material and to get the design for a weapon down.
The Iranian government insists that it's only building a civilian nuclear program, but you found several key pieces of evidence that indicate otherwise.
Yes, there were several red flags along the way that were pointed out to me. Among the most telling, I think, are the heavy water plant that's under construction in the western part of Iran. There are other evidence of several secret plants around Iran that have not been declared. There's this huge underground enrichment facility being built in the mountains, and you know, the Iranians say that that's simply to provide fuel capacity for the 6 commercial reactors that they anticipate building over the next 20 years. But if that's so, why are they building the bulk of the plant 75 feet underground with walls 8 feet thick?
So what of inspections? Are there UN inspectors on the ground?
There are. In fact, there was a new team of UN inspectors that went in just today. The UN inspectors have been allowed into several of Iran's sites because they're what's called declared sites. But there are two other parts of this process going on. One is that inspectors have been prohibited from going to some of the smaller, formerly secretive plants that they've found out about. And the second thing is that there are experts and intelligence officials who believe that Iran is developing a commercial program that is now open, and eventually when they get to the right point in the process, they'll withdraw from the non-proliferation treaty, throw out the IAEA inspectors, and be able very shortly, within 6 months to 12 months, to in fact build a nuclear weapon.
And your story also turned up more about the involvement of Russia, Pakistan, and North Korea than previously known. Surprising elements.
Yeah, they were surprising. I think two of the things that surprised me most were that in 1989, as early as 1989, Pakistan had offered to sell Iran nuclear weapons technology. And the other interesting element to me was just this sort of image of there are so many North Koreans helping Iran that they have set aside a separate hotel for them in Tehran, and they've also devoted a resort on the Caspian Sea to the exclusive use of these North Koreans, because it's very hard to hide North Koreans in a society like Iran. It creates an interesting image of secrecy there.
Doug, this country has gone to war recently because of the threat posed by a country that was said to be pursuing a nuclear weapons program. How does Iran's program compare with Iraq's program, and does it, in that sense, present a threat to its neighbors or a threat to the United States?
Well, boy, that's a really good question. And the easy part is that clearly their nuclear program is far advanced over where Iraq was in 1991 when its underground program was basically stopped by the Gulf War. As far as the means for dealing with it and what kind of a threat it poses to the region, a nuclear-armed Iran will change the political equation throughout the Middle East, not only for the United States, but for its chief ally, Israel. And so I think the Bush administration is pushing very hard to stop this weapon. The question becomes, you know, what are the means that they'll use? Will they simply revert to force, as they did in Iraq, or will they pursue negotiations and diplomacy, at least for a little longer?
Douglas France is an investigative reporter for the Los Angeles Times. We're speaking to him about a story in today's paper that looks at Iran's nuclear capabilities. Doug, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.